Accidental email brings product placement agency under fire. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Sunday, September 21st, 2008. An email accidentally sent to Jeff Krause of the anti-advertising agency recently brought the controversial techniques of the advertising firm Kluger Agency under fire. I'm writing because we feel you may be a good company to participate in a brand integration campaign within the actual lyrics of one of the world's most famous recording artists' upcoming song album, the email read, offering to place Jeff Krause's fake brand, Double Happiness Jeans, into the songs of popular artists. It was posted on his blog along with a reply that mocked Adam Kluger and brought ridicule and criticism against Kluger and his agency. According to Krause, Kluger emailed him once again to claim it had been an automated email and later requested that Krause remove the post and comments criticizing himself and his agency, threatening a $150,000 lawsuit against Krause for defamation. Kluger Agency is known for advertising brands like Abercrombie & Fitch, Mercedes-Benz, and Nike by inserting the brand names in the songs of popular artists like Mariah Carey, Black Eyed Peas, Fall Out Boy, Pink, Lady Gaga, and Ludacris. Kluger, founded in 2006, represents over 170 corporations and focuses on well-known record labels. Kluger and his PR team have come forward defending the advertising techniques, stating that they do not have songs made just for the products in question and do not infringe on artistic integrity. Now, we don't want an artist to write a song specifically to promote a brand. We just feel that if it's a product that's admired by the artist and fits his or her image, we now have the capability of leveling out the playing field and making things financially beneficial to all parties involved, he was quoting as saying to Wired. However, the agency's website shows video examples of its product placement, with brand images and names often being repeated, pointed at, praised, or being the basis of the song. The website also advertises that a successful brand-dropping campaign will imprint the brand name and product into your market subconscious. This sound file and all text in the article are released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. This sound recording was made on Sunday, September 21st, 2008, by Kevin Fields.